Maybe you saw the headlines that talked about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's job approval rating starting off 2022 climbing. Her rating has climbed to begin this New Year's. But also in the story, the Republicans, they say, have opportunities against the Democrat governor seeking a second term. This according to this new poll commissioned by the Detroit News and WDIV. There's other information out there regarding Donald Trump, who's somehow never left the race. And we'll talk about that, too, with a guy who knows a thing or two, Detroit News reporter, columnist and reporter Craig Mauger, who's on the other end of our line. Happy New Year, Craig.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure because you do a lot of hard work, and we appreciate that hard work. And then you present it very well in the Detroit News. Let's start with the governor first. Give me your thoughts on this survey that took place January 3rd through the 7th of 600 likely general election voters.
Yeah, I think the major takeaway here for Governor Whitmer is that her job approval rating is climbing to begin this election year. I mean, this is kind of astounding to say, but the election is only 10 months away in November. And there at the end of 2021, the governor's ratings in our polls was dropping. And she was having some problems as people were becoming more vocally critical of her response to the pandemic. But these new poll numbers from the beginning of January kind of show that her efforts to reach across the aisle, her efforts to focus, kind of refocus on the economy, are having a positive impact when it comes to voters' views on her. 56% of the people we polled had approved of her job performance, which is up 8 points from 48%, which is where it was in November.
And the fact of the matter is, and nobody would ever think this in any election if they want to get reelected or elected in the first place, there's no coasting here. This is not like Easy Street. Mm-hmm. The governor did not just sit back in her chair and say, wow, that's good. Now I can concentrate on other things. No, she's going to have to work, and her team's going to have to work, yeah. As is always the case for the reelection for her, because there are so many things that are out of her control. For example, there are those saying that this race will be extremely close because of the national environment, which she can not control in any way, shape, or form. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean that is the X factor in this race. And if you're Republicans, and I'm hearing it from them this week in response to these poll numbers, they're essentially saying, you know, Joe Biden's approval rating is at 43% in Michigan right now. That's not that close to even half. And then on top of that, in our poll, 63% of people said the nation is on the wrong track. So think about that. 63% said the nation is on the wrong track. 56% approve of Governor Whitmer's job performance. That right there could be the political fight that we see play out over the next months.
And you know, I've said it out loud, I'll say it again. I do not understand why the Democrats are doing what they're doing. I think that they're going down the wrong path. I was stunned, sadly, when the president spoke to the country on January 6th, and I thought he was going to try to bring us together. He was going to unite us like he said he would, and he did a most divisive speech blaming Donald Trump. I get the biggest kick out of people saying, well, he never mentioned Donald Trump. Well, that's funny. We all knew who he was talking about and why. And I ask myself, what in the world would the Democrats do if January 6th didn't happen? And now there are some studies and whispers about what hand they had in having January 6th happen. I'm sure, Craig, you're well aware of some concerns about what the FBI was doing behind the scenes, people that were urging these people to break the law, to not just go to the Capitol, but break into the Capitol. This is getting crazy. And all the Democrats are doing is shining a bright spotlight on it as if that's going to carry them into victory. I'm here to tell you, that will not carry them into victory. And this whole idea now of the president getting tough because polls have shown that people think he's not tough enough, it's so obvious. It's like he's got this frown on his face all the time, and he just starts yelling out and showing anger and pounding the table. It's all so put on. Craig, between you and me, I think he might be constipated. using his way of saying things, whispering the important part. He just doesn't seem healthy like he should right now. But that's another story. I digress, but that's what I do. My job is to digress here at 725. Now to the aforementioned President Trump. There's more information you wrote about late last night, Craig. Tell us about President Trump and Michigan.
Yeah, so this poll also found that Donald Trump's favorability rating in our state is now to the lowest point that it's been since basically before the general election in 2016 when he first won. And I think a couple of the points you just made there, I mean, there's a lot of conflicting information about what role law enforcement had in January 6th and what was happening there. Some of the theories that are out there have been contradicted by facts that have been presented to the January 6th committee. But what you're stating about Joe Biden, I think it's important to mention that look at Joe Biden's approach over the last few months and look at Governor Whitmer's approach. Governor Whitmer has really focused on trying to bring both sides together to focus on the economy. Joe Biden is being kind of viewed more divisively now than he was a few months ago. And he is focusing now on this issue of voting legislation, which, you know, has a chance to be very controversial with the Republicans, because a lot of the Republicans have said where they stand on that. There are two different approaches, and you're kind of seeing the impact that those approaches are having in these poll numbers.
Well, I got to tell you, obviously, I believe that Governor Whitmer's approach is far better than the president's current approach. I mean, he's grasping at straws and looks like a man struggling not to go underwater, sadly. But that's the way it looks with all of this, the latest activity that's coming out of the White House. So it'll be fascinating to watch. And again, I go back to the national environment will affect the local races. That's got to scare the governor's team a little bit, because they can't control that at all. And I'm not sure that the right people are in the right positions nationally for the Democrats to fix things and make it work for them for the next election. We'll see. What are you working on today, Craig?
Oh, we got more stuff coming. I mean, on a variety of issues. I'm going to be as vague as possible, Paul.
I guess I'll have to continue to buy my Detroit News.
There you go.
Or go online, of course. Thank you, Craig. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Craig Mauger, Detroit News reporter, doing a nice job. Young guy, doing a nice job for all of us. We appreciate that. As we continue on this Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.